driving a buggy, you'd have two, I mean, buggy behind one horse.
Shave of one horse, yes. If it's driving two horses, it'd be called a pole.
I see. Okay. And, well, when you're driving a team, you have a tongue going out, and you have a piece coming across here with a clevis down through the middle, and then you have another piece here, and then the traces going out to the harness. What would you call this setup?
It would be a double tree.
And what would you call just this part here?
Single tree.
Uh-huh. Do you ever call these anything else?
No, not for two horses. Now, we use in the field lots of times, we use a triple tree and a four-bull tree.
Oh, yeah?
There was balance. A triple tree, you know, would have two-thirds length on one side and one-third on the other. For one horse on one side, and on the other side, it'd have a double tree hooked to that end with two horses pulling the balance, did you see?
Oh, yeah? Well, let's see. That'd be something, say this is the tongue. You'd have a double tree out here, and then a single tree here, and a single tree here, and a single tree over here.
But this would be the long side over here, you see, the balance. The short side would be, would have the two horses to it.
I see. Oh, I
One horse I pulled as much as two horses did, so it'd have to bounce.
Oh, I see. Well, then you put the, you'd put the one horse way out at the end here, and you'd have the two horses closer, huh?
That's right.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. Ever heard the term evener?
No.
Ever hear the term whiffle tree?
No.
Or swingle tree?
No, I believe not.
Or double single tree?
No.
None of them. Uh-huh. Are those used in different parts of the country?
I think so, because I've never heard of it.
Now, a plow will make a trench along the ground. What do you call that trench?
Furrow.
Now, when you're getting in, after you cut your wheat, or corn, either one, you'll tie it up. That is before you bring it in the field. And what do you call each bit that you tie up?
Bundle.
And when you put about 10 or 12 bundles together, and
call it shock.
Is that about the right number, 10 or 12?
Well, it's wheat. I believe we put a few more than that in wheat, I don't remember.
Uh-huh. How about corn?
Well, now that's something I've been having to deal with, is corn. Cut corn, we didn't ever do any of that. I just don't know enough to tell you about that.
I see. Uh-huh. How much wheat would you raise on an acre?
On an acre ground?
Uh-huh.
Well, I'd say about 30 bushels.